AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. The world's watching to see if North Korea will test fire some type of missile on this, a military anniversary. Also, there's a report a third U.S. citizen has been detained in the communist country. There are warnings from Washington to Pyongyang, as we hear from our Sagar Magani.
Ambassador Nikki Haley says the U.S. is not looking for a fight, but will strike if North Korean leader Kim Jong-un gives America a reason.
If you see him attack a military base, if you see some sort of intercontinental ballistic missile, then obviously we're going to do that.
Haley telling NBC's Today Show the president continues working with China and Japan in hopes of persuading North Korea to stop its missile tests and drop its nuclear program. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump will sign executive orders this week aimed at expanding offshore drilling and reviewing national monument designations made by predecessors that blocked mining and development. The orders could lead to the expansion of oil drilling in the Arctic and Atlantic. Former President Barack Obama spoke with students at the University of Chicago today, his first appearance since leaving office.
What's been going on while I've been gone?
He says he wasn't going to comment on the Trump administration and told young people it's up to them to improve the political system. Final results from the French presidential election's first round show centrist candidate Emmanuel Macron got nearly a million more votes than far-right leader Marine Le Pen. Both have advanced to a runoff May 7th. The Arkansas Supreme Court has refused to block the executions of two inmates slated to die tonight. It would be the first double execution in more than a decade. Peggy Whitson makes history in space, accruing the largest amount of time that an American has spent in space, more than 534 days. She got a call from the White House. This is AP Radio News. Caitlyn Jenner, in her new book, relates her experience going from a male Olympic gold medalist to a female reality show star. The book is called The Secrets of My Life.
Bruce Jenner transitioned to Caitlyn Jenner 2 years ago, and she says life is good now. However, she struggled with suicidal thoughts, ran from the paparazzi, and had to face her own family about what she felt was her true self. Jenner says she thought she would take those secrets to her grave. Instead, she wrote about them in her autobiography, The Secrets of My Life. Jenner says she hopes to help others like her in her own way.
I can't really speak for the community. I can do things and learn as I learn to try to help the community, but I'm only an expert on my own experience.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Minneapolis Mayor Betsy Hodges says she was sexually abused as a child. The news came out in a Facebook posting on a page called Break the Silence Day to support victims of sexual abuse. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.